Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with verses 1 and 2 and Dr. Bloom's invitation. Let's listen as we start verse 3 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready. We're in Titus chapter 2, and we'll be starting with verse 3 today. Now, by the way, if you listen to our broadcasts and then you say, boy, I'd like to send that to somebody, or I'd like someone to hear that, or you would miss a broadcast and you want to know what you missed, you hear one and then a couple days later you go back, you hear another, and you realize you missed some. So just go to our website, and there's a couple different ones that you can go to. www.centralbaptistocala.org. And you can log right on, and it'll take you to the main page and just hit the sermons there, and you'll see the sermons that you missed. We also have it on our other site, which is www.sermonaudio.com/centralbaptist. And you can search for a lot of sermons on each of those sites. We have them there, over 5,000 sermons on our site. So you can go there and you can find some that you may want to listen to. But for missing a radio broadcast, I'd suggest that. And there's even a way to email those broadcasts to others. So I would encourage you to do that if there's something you think would help someone. We're a part of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, and we use quite a few of their programs. And so the majority of our broadcasting is of theirs. We do have some different programs along the way. But they're all right in line scripturally, biblically, doctrinally, every way. They're using the right version of the Bible, the King James Bible, and on down the line that we could go on that. So don't think that, well, what happens now if I go there and I hear something wrong? There shouldn't be anything to come across there wrong, but if you hear something that is doctrinally wrong, then we want to know, because we try to monitor that and catch that. And if one gets biased, we want to make sure that it doesn't get biased again. And not only that, that we take that one down. And so we have done that over the years, where we've said, no, this one's starting to go to a contemporary mode, or they're starting to sound more new evangelical than they are fundamental. So we just kind of go away from that. We don't want that. We want to stay true to the word. We also have our own radio station, WTYG in Ocala, Florida. We have also a translator. So, but right now, you can go to that website at WTYG.org, and you can listen to it 24/7. Also, from our website, we live stream our church services. All of our times are Eastern, but Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern, Sunday evening, 6 o'clock Eastern, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. And so you can listen to them or watch it live by the live stream. You can do it through YouTube as well as your, as Facebook, but you can go right there to the sites and do it. Now, let me just say one thing. When you see me, you'll say the face is even uglier than the voice. Okay. So I would just say, sometimes people like to see what a person looks like. That's it. But if you're not in church and your church doesn't have a live stream service, then would encourage you to watch us on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night. And then also be looking on our website for when we have special meetings coming up. For example, revival meetings come up. We also have missions conferences. One of the speakers on this radio network of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, one of our speakers that comes to our church once a year is Dr. Shelton Smith. You'll enjoy Dr. Smith, his ministry he has with us. He does a tremendous job. I just really appreciate Dr. Shelton Smith, and we have him coming in. We have a missions conference coming up March here, the 2nd through the 6th of 2022. And I know that you won't want to miss that conference because that is going to be outstanding. And then also, we have Dr. Shelton Smith coming to be with us in February 2022. I believe that would be on February the 13th. And so don't miss out on that. We have a revival meeting as well coming with Brother John Hamlin. Dr. John Hamlin will be with us the dates of January the 30th through February the 3rd. And so what a great things lined up for the days ahead of us. And we are excited about what God is going to do through those meetings. So those are just a few of the meetings coming up, and they will be live streamed. When we have a revival meeting, every service is live streamed, as well as our missions conference. So don't miss out on any of it at all. Now, in our text, last time we completed verse 2 here of chapter 2. So today we start with verse 3, and we're going to consider verses 3 through 5 as one unit here. I will just read those verses, and then we'll get right into them. The aged women likewise, that they may be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. See that? Teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. I know that those three verses fly in the face of a lot of modern day thought, even among a lot of places that claim to be Christians and churches and preachers and so forth. But folks, behavior becomes holiness is list all these things as behavior that becometh holiness, and then these things are listed. Now, you've got to say that God's a liar or God's wrong, or you've got to say the world's wrong and those churches that are preaching the opposite of that are wrong. And you'd be right on the second answer. The world and the church is preaching the opposite of what God says is wrong, and that's the lie right there. But in verses 3 through 5, it is addressed to aged women. And I'm not going to go there with any jokes about aged women and what is the age of aged women. Now, again, as young as 12 years old or even younger, in that day, they were already betrothed and sometime already had come together with a man, a young man, usually as a husband. And so they would be somewhere between 12 and 16 years old. And often, by the time they were 16, they were married and maybe even starting to have children. Many times, the husband was not their choice. Parents decided it between a father and another father. Sometimes a man might choose a lady that he wants to marry and go speak to her father, but she didn't really have a say-so in the matter, and it was taken care of. Now, sometimes they would let a woman say something about it if she would do that. And so and she could say yes or no. We see that in the situation in which the elder servant sent out by Abraham and went and got a bride for Isaac. And so she was given the choice. and she took that choice. So many times, though, it was not their choice in regard to a husband. This command is from God. Now understand, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means it is God-breathed, word for word. So, the word of God is not a pick and choose. Well, I'll take that and I'll accept that, but I won't accept this. Well, you have a free will to accept it or reject it, but there is a consequence to what you do. In other words, God is the final judge. And you can say before his, if you're saved before his judgment seat, well, Lord, I just had a hard time accepting that. That doesn't change it. I told you to do it, you know, and then it is to be done. I don't know if any of you adults have ever told your, say, young teenage child, or maybe before they're a teenager, hey, take out the garbage there. We need that out right now. No, I just don't feel like doing that. It's just not the thing I feel cut out to do. I just don't want to do it. So, no, I'm not going to do that. Get mom to take it out, or get someone else to take it out. But not me. I'm not going to do it. I don't think I should have to. Now, I don't know how it is today, but I knew when I grew up, I'd be picking myself up off the ground, okay? And then I would not want to sit down for a long, 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 long time. So the old days, you might say, they say I was born in the old days. Well, my old days then, they still did it the Bible way in raising children. So it is very important, then, these words, that these aged ladies do their duty. They will give an account of themselves before God at the judgment seat of Christ for these commands that they are given as Christian aged ladies. Now, in the Bible, it was not unusual for women to meet together while men might have been working in the fields or on their various jobs. Now, don't think, well, then women must have had a maid. No, listen, they got up early, sometimes before the men got up, just to get the food ready for breakfast. Yes, the women would meet together, but they had to first get that breakfast all made, all that. Then, yes, there was some cleaning duties, washing of garments, taking care of the children. They would then start on a lunch because, you know, they didn't have all the conveniences that we have today. They didn't go to the grocery store and things like that. And so there were those things they would have to do. And then after they got done with breakfast and then after lunch, and you know what? They're getting ready for supper. So, again, they were some busy ladies, but they would get some free time. They'd go out. If you remember the story of the woman at the well, she went to the well at a time when most ladies weren't there. We may say more about that later, but she went there at a time when most ladies weren't there. Why? Because that was the time those ladies were still getting things prepared and things taken care of in the home.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.